朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
感动，请张刚出来做见证，不是因为他哭过。
I didn't ask Brother Grant to give testimony simply because he cried.
但是我非常感动，我们的主耶稣就是那位最伟大的重建者。
Because I know that our Jesus Christ is the greatest rebuilder.
他亲自在这里呼召我们归回，而且重建我们里面属灵丰盛的生命。
He called us back.To return and then rebuild this abundant spiritual life.
可以借着一首诗歌，我岂可冷淡退后，终日使圣灵担忧。
Simply through a hymn, how can I set back and grieve the Holy Spirit all day long?
让我的弟兄不仅仅整个心回到主的面前。
That the heart of our brother would turn before God.
那年见证也特别提到，两年前当经济丰盛的时候，我们的心似乎就会远离了神。
He also mentioned in his testimony that about 2 years ago, when we experienced prosperity, it seems that our heart was away from God.
反而在难处的里面，让我们能够在主的面前重新积极正面起来。
But then in difficulties, we become positive again before God.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们的主都在我们中间做重建的工作。
I'm sure the Lord is doing the rebuilding work in all of us.
这一段的日子，我们一再讲归回、重建与复兴。
We kept on sharing about the, to return, rebuild, and to revive.
弟兄姊妹，一个人如果不认识自己被掳的情形，他就永远不会有归回的意念和需要。
If we do not know that we are in captivity, we will never have the desire and need to return.
那最好的方法提醒我们到底还是不是一个被掳的人。
The best way to examine if we are in captivity.
我们至少有三个角度来衡量自己到底是不是还活在被掳的里面。
The three ways we can measure and evaluate.
第一个是我们跟神之间的关系到底是如何。
First, how is our relationship with God?
弟兄姊妹，我们的神是一个爱我们的神，是要跟我们建立个人关系的神。
Our God loves us and He wants to establish personal relationship with us.
什么时候我们跟这位神之间的关系出了问题，就说到我们这个人活在失迷和被掳的里面。
Whenever there's something wrong with our relationship with God, we are in loss, with confusion and loss.
虽然父亲跟孩子的关系还存在。
Even though the father-son relationship still exists.
但是路加福音十五章那个浪子离开家的那一步开始，他就是一个浪子。
But in Luke chapter 15, starting from the day that the prodigal son left home, he is a prodigal son.
只要有一天他没有回到父的怀抱里面，回到一个对的关系，他就是一个需要归回的人。
But one day he is not in this right relationship, he needs to return.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们跟我们的主之间那个关系真不真实，实在不实在？
So is our relationship with our Heavenly Father real?
如果不够实在，我们都求主把那个归回向着他的意愿赐给我。
If we do not feel so real about our relationship with God, may He grant us this desire to return.
弟兄姊妹，第二件事情衡量我们到底是不是还活在被掳的里面。
The second measure to see if we are in captivity.
到底我们在生命里面有没有真正的自由。
Are we free in our life?
神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
The Son of God has set us free and we are free indeed.
但是弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活、思想、言语中，有没有我们立志行善但人就做不出来的？
Are we still feel powerless when we try to do good will in our life?
明明知道是好的，就是做不出来。
We know that it is good, but we lack power to do it.
明明知道是不好的，是不讨神喜悦的，我们却不能不去做，不能不发脾气，不能不说那样子的话。
And then we cannot help ourselves but doing the things that would displease God.
我们真自由吗？
Are we truly free?
这是第二个衡量。
And that's the second measurement we can use.
第三个衡量。
Third.
到底我们知不知道神向着我们的旨意到底是什么？
Do we know God's will for us?
并且活在其中。
And live in it.
如果我们不认识神在我们身上那个伟大的计划，那个纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意。
If we do not know about God's will for us, that good and pleasing will.
并且活在其中。
And live in it.
弟兄姊妹，我们人就是一个失迷、被掳的人。
And we are still lost and being captivity.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为什么在我一开始的时候，我那时候就说，所有旧造的生命 都是一个被掳的生命。
Therefore, at the beginning of this series of sermons, I've said that all the old creation are in captivity.
我们都需要归回。
We all need to return.
我们一生都需要归回。
All through our life, we need to return.
而且我们每一个时刻都需要归回。
We need to return every single moment.
因为姊妹，归回不是一个历史而已。
It's not just a historical event.
归回不是将来的一个应许，真正要实现的。
Oh, it's a promise that will fulfill in the future.
归回是我们每一天生活的态度。
It is our attitude daily.
我们都要从我们的情形里面转向神。
We need to turn to God from our current situation.
随时归回。
At any time.
有一个犹大的拉比。
There was a rabbi in the clan of Judah.
有一天他在上课的时候讲到悔改。
One day he talked about repentance.
他说我们尤其在死掉之前一定要彻底的悔改。
He emphasized that we need to thoroughly repent before we die.
如果我们没有悔改就死了，就去见神，那是一个可怕的日子。
It's a miserable day if we go to God without repentance.
你是学生的话，你会问他什么？
So if you were his student, what question would you ask him?
你一定会说 ，Rabbi， 我们怎么知道哪一天是我们最后一天
？He might ask, Rabbi, but how would I know which day is my last day?
Rabbi 说。就是因为我们不知道哪一天是我们最后一天，所以每一天都要悔改。
Just because you don't know when is your last day, you need to repent daily.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们在主的面前，我们每一个日子都要来归回，来向神而去。
Therefore, every single day we need to return and go to God.
因为我们在座的没有一个人可以告诉我主哪一天要回来。
Because none of us can tell us which day the Lord will return.
同样的，我相信我们在座的没有一个人知道我们自己哪一天要死掉。
Likewise, none of us know when is our last day.
到底我们还剩下的多少的日子可以来追求认识主，让我们得到永恒？
Exactly, how many days are still left in our hands that we can pursue the Lord?
所以一面讲到我们需要随时归回。
So on one hand, we say we need to return daily.
另外一方面，归回都不是表面而已。
And it's just not some action outwardly.
就像弟兄讲的，他没有停止聚会。
Just like our brother shared, he never stopped going to meetings.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们却要在乎我们的心，我们的实际是不是真正的归向神。
But it's our heart returning back to God.
表面上律法的辖制只能够防止一些混乱，但是它却不是最好的。
The outward laws can only prevent chaos, but that's not the best for us.
律法的功用是要在人的心里面才是最宝贵的。
The function of the law has to be in our heart.
我前天开车的时候跟我两个儿子穿过红绿灯，我跟他们讲了一个小小的笑话。
A couple of days, I told my son a joke when we were driving.
我说有一个人闯红灯的时候突然被警察 stop 下来，拦下来。
I told them there was a man who got stopped by the cop, when he ran through the red light.
那警察就问他说红灯你没有看到啊。
And then the police asked him, didn't you see the red light?
他说我看到了。
Yes, I did, I saw it.
你看到红灯你还闯红灯干什么？
Why did you go through the red light if you saw it?
那个说我没看到你啊。
But he says, but I didn't see you.
弟兄姊妹，如果律法只是因为要被罚我们才遵守，它失去了它宝贵的价值。
If we only obey the law simply being afraid of the punishment that lost the function.
所以我们今天不管讲悔改讲归回，弟兄姊妹，那是一个生命里面的事情。
So whenever we talk about returning, it's a matter of life.
一个真正归向主的人永远会遇见主那个不肯放我们的爱。
A person who truly returned will always meet this love that never let us go.
他永远愿意宽恕我们，接纳我们，然后医治我们一切被盗的病。
He's forever willing to accept us, forgive us, and heal us all our backsliding.
弟兄姊妹，我们一再的讲归回重建与复兴。
We kept on talking about returning, rebuilding, and reviving.
好几个人已经问我，虽然不是恶意的，你还要讲多久啊？
Some people have asked me, how much more are you going to talk about?
弟兄姊妹，关键不是我要讲多久，关键是我们归回了没？
It's not a matter of how many times more I have to talk about it, but are we returning?
关键是我们到底跟主的关系恢复了没有？
Are we restoring our relationship with our God?
关键是到底我们在生命里面自由了没有？
Are we truly free indeed in our life?
关键是我们到底知不知道人活着为什么，并且活在其中？
Do we know why we live and we live with the meaning of life?
这边如果没有的话，多可惜啊！
If not, how miserable are we?
完全一样的故事发生在一个传道人，他有一次到一个新的地方去服事。
There was a story, a preacher went to a new place to serve.
他第一篇信息就讲悔改。
And then his first message was on repentance.
哎呀，好多弟兄姊妹听得都很感动，尤其是因为新鲜，第一次听他讲。
A lot of people were moved, maybe because it was his first sermon.
对，会后当他站在外面跟弟兄姊妹握别的时候，好多人都夸奖他。
And then afterwards, he was shaking hands with his congregation, and many people gave him praises.
太好的信息。
What a great message.
好多人告诉他说，弟兄啊，你今天讲的这篇信息是我这一辈子听到最好的一篇信息。
Many people complimented that this is the best sermon I've ever heard in my life.
第二个礼拜。
The second week.
传道人站上去。
And then the preacher went up to the
podium. 一模一样的信息，讲你们都要悔改。
The same message. You have to repent.
因为我们说过，听来的大概只记得 10%。
Because we have said that, first time hearing a message, you probably only remember about 10%.
对弟兄姊妹又好像熟悉又好像没听过但是仍然觉得不错。
So the congregation felt, it sounds familiar, it's not too bad.
对会后又是很多人说谢谢你还有比上个礼拜稍微少一点的人说这是我这一辈子听到最好的信息。
And afterwards, many people shook his hand and said, oh, this is a great message, but less people complimented that. That's the best message they heard in their life.
你们都知道那个传道人第三个礼拜讲什么。
You probably can guess what he preached the third week.
一模一样的 sermon, 讲你们都要悔改。
Exactly the same sermon, you have to repent.
底下的人开始觉得全身不舒服。
And then people start to feel very uneasy.
他们会后一起去找他们教区上面的负责人说这个传道人到底怎么回事。
And then afterwards, they went to their district pastor and asked, what's wrong with this new preacher?
连续三个礼拜讲同样的信息。
He preached the same sermon 3 weeks in a row.
教区负责人打个电话给传道人提醒了他一下。
So this district supervisor called this preacher and then asked him about it.
省一点时间，第四个礼拜又讲一样的。
And then for the fourth week, he preached the same message.
这是他们召集教会的长执 board member 一起去跟这个传道人坐下来谈判。
So this time the entire board member went to have a meeting with this pastor.
你到底怎么搞的？连续四个礼拜讲一样的信息。
What's wrong with you? You've been preaching the same message 4 weeks in a row.
他就告诉教会的长执们，他说我巴不得我继续可以讲下去，也只有一个方法让我讲下去，就是我真看见弟兄姊妹悔改了。
And then he says, I wish I could continue to preach.Until I see brothers and sisters truly repent.
弟兄姊妹是世代的人耳朵发沉喜欢听一些新鲜的信息。
Because this generation, people are tired with their ears and they like to hear new things.
但是我们要求神帮助我们归回是一个不仅仅是一个呼召是一个大的祝福。
May the Lord help us to see that to return is not only a calling but a great blessing.
回到跟神对的关系多好。
To restore this right relationship with God.
回到一个得胜自由的生命里面的境界多好。
So that we live a victorious life.
回到神啊永远定好的旨意里面让我们的人生满有价值多好。
To have God's eternal will fulfilled in our life.
弟兄姊妹再过三次再过两次如果不包括今天我这个系列就要结束。
After today, 2 more messages and this will conclude the series.
但是弟兄姊妹我仍然要在这里很深的负担提醒弟兄姊妹尤其是提醒我做讲员的到底我们是不是一个真归回的
But then I have this great burden to remind all of us especially me
神
Are we really returning?
是不是真正在这里建造我
Is God really establishing us here?
我们恢复了祭坛了没有
Have we restored our altar?
我们恢复了我们人生真正活着的目的和价值了没有
Have we restored the significance of our life?
到底神的话语在我们的生活里面是不是我们的准神和我们的依靠
Are the words of our God the measurement and standard for our life?
弟兄姊妹信息都过去了
The messages will go away.
但是救恩临到了我们没有
Have we received the salvation?
应许都过去了
The promises will go by.
但是祝福我们享受了没有
Have we received the blessing?
弟兄姊妹这是一个挑战
This is a challenge.
对我们每一个人的挑战
To every one of us.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要真正的归回。
We need to truly return.
脚踏实地的归回。
With a solid steps.
弟兄姊妹，求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我实在很感谢主，我看见教会里面有这么多弟兄姊妹有美好的见证。
I praise the Lord. I see so many good testimonies in us.
我每一次听到就在主的面前受了大的激励。
Every time I hear them, I'm greatly moved.
因为我觉得我们的神这么真实地活在我们中间。
Because our God is living and real among us.
只要有一点点的心愿的，你就发现神的祝福就倾倒到他。
As long as we have this little tiny desire, and then God's blessing will be poured on us.
有时候看见弟兄姊妹遭遇到那么大的难处，我们为他们紧张着急。
Sometimes we see our great difficulties fall upon our brothers and sisters, and our heart aches for them.
可是我们却发现神在他们上的恩典祝福却是这么真实。
But then yet we see such real blessings and protections from the Lord.
我们看到很多的小组，很多的服事的团队都在主的面前都在进步。
We see small groups are growing.
尤其我们不在的时候，回来听说我们要准备案例的这些长职们都在神家里面各尽其职，非常认真啊。
And when I returned from China, I heard good comments about our brothers who will be elders and deacons.
那很多的小组的聚会也都很好，心里面就非常的感谢。
And many small groups are having good meetings, and I really thank the Lord.
我们多么希望我们所有的关系，所有的祝福，要建立在我们跟神之间那个刚强的关系。
We hope that all the blessings are built upon strong and solid relationship with our God.
我有一次在一个地方特会的时候，我说我们传道人一个面临的三个大的考验。
One time I shared at a conference that three challenges that face a minister.
那其中有一个就是到底当我们的声音出来之后。
One of them is when we really speak out.
我们能不能像施洗约翰，他被人称为旷野的呼声。
Can we be like John the Baptist, who is called the cry in the wilderness?
他在那里喊说，看哪，神的羔羊。
He cried out in the wilderness, behold the Lamb of God.
声音出来了。
The voice came out.
声音消失了。
And the voice disappeared.
但是人却看见了耶稣。
But men saw Jesus.
人的脚却起来跟随了羔羊的脚中。
And they started to follow Jesus.
好的，门徒看见了羔羊就起来跟随羔羊。
And the disciples saw Jesus and they came to follow Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的挑战。
And that is our challenge.
少年，当我们信息出来，信息结束之后。
When our message came out and when our message ends.
我们这个出生的人算不了什么。
It's not a big deal who preached.
它像一个声音一样，它会消失的。
He's just a cry in the wilderness.
但是关键是在于人是不是真看见了主。
But what matters is, do people see God?
人的脚是不是真跟随了主。
Do people follow Jesus?
弟兄姊妹，我们要为着神家祷告。
We shall pray for house of God.
今天早上我们继续要讲到第三批的归回。
Today we'll talk about the third group of remnants.
这是在以斯拉回来以后13、14年之后，西元前444年，很好记。
This happens about 13 or 14 years after Ezra returned. It's a 444 BC.
那尼希米他又回来了。
Nehemiah, he came back.
他回来做了一个伟大的恢复和重建的工作。
He came back with this great project to return and rebuild.
那我想我们下一次会继续讲尼希米，我们今天不读圣经。
Today we will not read the scripture, we'll continue next week.
他的归回是为了要重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
He returned to rebuild the city wall of Jerusalem.
因为尼希米记第一章告诉我们，当他在王宫里面听见别人告诉他，耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
When he was serving in the palace, in the king's palace, he heard from a remnant from Judah that the city gates were burned and the city walls were torn.
一听见这个消息，他就坐下来哭泣，他撕裂衣服在主的面前进食祷告。
When he heard this sad news, he sat down and wept. He tore his clothes and then he cried to God.
那些归回到以色列地的百姓们。
And those people who returned to Jerusalem.
他们重建了圣殿。
They rebuilt the temple.
他们在那里重建一切。
They're rebuilding everything.
他们也重建了城墙。
And then they were rebuilding the city wall.
但是尼希米却听见一个这么糟糕的消息。
But yet, Nehemiah heard this bad news.
他说城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
That the city wall of Jerusalem were torn and the gates were burned.
百姓就遭受大难，受凌辱。
And the remnants were in great trouble and disgrace.
弟兄姊妹，尼希米听见他就哭了。
And when Nehemiah heard this, he cried.
他在巴比伦的王宫里面，不是他在波斯的王宫里面，他是做王的酒政。
He was the cupbearer for the king of Persia in the palace.
他是做官的人。
And he was a high official.
一听到这个消息，他就开始祷告。
Upon hearing this news, he started to pray.
He
asked God for a chance to return.
And
after he returned, he started a big project.
He
encouraged the people to come and rebuild the city wall.
And this is the
main purpose of the third group of returning.
弟兄姊妹, 那我们现在要问到, 重建城墙,
now we have to ask, what's the significance of rebuilding city wall?
我想我们从最基本的层面来看,
so we have to see why a city wall exists.
或者说以色列百姓, 一个圣城,
why does a holy city need walls?
我想三个最基本的原因,
the three reasons.
第一个,城墙受到保护。
First of all, the city wall provides protection.
撒加利亚书第二章第五节, 耶和华说, 我要做耶路撒冷视为的火城。
Zechariah chapter 2 says, I will be the wall of fire for the city of Jerusalem.
说到神要来保护他的百姓。
That God will protect his people.
以赛亚书26章第一节, 说到要将救恩定为城墙。
And Isaiah chapter 26 says, the salvation shall be the city wall.
弟兄姊妹,
so the salvation of God is our protection.
不容许仇敌来侵犯,
protect us against the attack of the enemy.
我想这个例子是我们非常容易,
we can easily understand.
让我们家为什么要有门窗?
That's why our house needs doors and windows.
学校为什么要有围墙, 有校门?
Why schools need fences.
一个国家,一个城,它为什么需要有城墙,都受到保护?
And the city needs walls because they need protection.
这是我们非常容易能够明白的。
This we can understand easily.
哪里城墙倒塌, 哪里就可能有宵小,有仇敌可以进去。
Whenever the walls were torn, there the thieves can come in easily.
城墙倒塌不需要多, 只要有破口, 就可以让仇敌有机会进来。
We don't need a lot of gaps. Simply one can allow the enemy to come in.
我们可以看过很多的故事, 人不小心门户, 让坏人晚上就进来。
We have so many stories when we do not watch our doors, then the thieves come in.
失去钱财, 可能也失去了生命。
We might lose our wealth or even our life.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要非常非常的小心, 要认识我们的生活需要有城墙来保护我们。
We need to be aware that we need city walls to protect us.
一个没有城墙的一个基督徒的生活, 是一个让仇敌自由进出的生活。
With a Christian life without walls is a life that's easily attacked by the enemy.
一个没有城墙保护的家庭, 是被仇敌自由进出破坏的家庭。
A family without walls can be easily destroyed by the enemy.
教会也是一样。
Likewise, the church.
我现在说的还不是外面真正用砖用栏杆造的这个城墙。
I'm not talking about the material fence.
我是讲的属灵上。
I'm talking about a spiritual wall.
我是讲的生命里面的。
A life.
弟兄姊妹, 我们看这个世代, 看着让人心里面发揪发急的一件事情。
When we look at this generation, our heart is distressed.
仇敌可以自由进出人的思想。
The enemy can freely come in to our thoughts, our mind.
仇敌可以自由地进出一个家庭, 去破坏这个家庭。
And the enemy can freely come into a family and destroy.
他们可以吵架, 他们可以有外遇, 他们可以动手。 弟兄姊妹, 仇敌好像任意践踏人。
It seems that the enemy can come in to cause the family to easily to have fights and affairs, extramarital affairs.
思想里面一样, 一个消极的意念, 一个怀恨的意念, 一个报复的意念, 常常会跑进来。
And it seems like any kind of thoughts, bad thoughts, wicked thoughts can easily come into our mind.
但是我们好像对我们的思想, 对我们的生活, 家庭, 我们好像没有这样子的警觉。
But it doesn't seem that we are alert and alarmed about these attacks.
我们的警觉是警觉在我们的property, 不是我们这个人肉身的生命安全而已。
We're only on guard for our properties and the safety of our physical body.
但是我们属灵的生命, 我们家庭的幸福, 孩子们的未来, 弟兄姊妹, 我们好像缺少了一种警觉。
It seems that we're not watchful about our spiritual well-beings and our family and our children.
弟兄姊妹, 破口不需要多, 只要有, 祝福,
we don't need a lot of gaps, simply one. Would drain out all the blessings.
城墙不需要倒塌太多, 只要有, 仇敌就可以进出的。
Now the entire section of the wall have to fall for the enemy to come in.
朋友, 你收听了节目后, 有何感想呢? 请你在, 活在耶稣里福音网页下端, 点击联络我们, 在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。